about the Browns backers, but kids, you can become a junior backer and join the official club of the Cleveland Browns. Your membership includes an exclusive fan package. To become a junior backer, call 440-891-5163. That's 440-891-5163. Parents, you can call on your kids' behalf. Get their new year off to a great start. Visit clevelandbrowns.com. For more, we handed out our quarterback grades. Brian Hoyer certainly leading the way there. To recap, before we get into the running backs, Vic, I had Hoyer with the B+/incomplete. You gave him an incomplete, which I guess is the best grade we could get. We both had Campbell in the C range, and I gave Whedon a D. You gave him an F. Good day, sir, is what you said to Brandon Whedon in your grades for him.
I really like the guy.
He's a very nice guy.
It was just performance. I just was being,
I hear you. I hear you. All right, let's take a look at the Browns running backs this season. The guys who came in, got it done, or didn't get it done. Not really a point of great numbers for the Browns. I'll just run through quickly the basic stats, then we can get into some analytics and talk a little bit about our perceptions of them. Chris Obanaya, 239 yards. The leading rusher on this team was Willis McGahee with 377 yards. Yes, that's sad in of itself. The leading touchdown scorer on this team was Edwin Baker and Willis McGahee tied with two apiece. The leading pass catcher out of the backfield with 48 catches, 343 yards, and two touchdowns was Chris Obanaya. So that is the lay of the land there. Yeah. Not a single 400-yard rusher on the team. Nobody with more than three touchdowns in the backfield. So ugly. This is a position that overall as a group, I would give an F to. The Browns got nothing from their running game.
No doubt. An F for sure is the overall grade. But within that F, really, are these, I think, the two most encouraging grades I can offer. And one goes to Edwin Baker because he actually played some. Had 43 carries, 171 yards, averaged 4 yards per. On the games that he did play, got a couple of touchdowns. Edwin Baker gets an incomplete, did not play enough to really have, on the same basis that I'm judging Brian Hoyer, his was just one more game, right? Those last three of the season in which he got to play for the Browns. And the other name I'm going to throw in this, obviously, would be Deion Lewis, who also was incomplete because he suffered the season-ending broken leg in training camp, or in the preseason, I should say, that ended his year prematurely. The promise, the ability there, still unknowns. We can't say convincingly or honestly that it'll all translate the way we saw it, but I loved, and you loved, and so many others loved what we saw on the practice field. But I think really Edwin Baker and Deion Lewis, kind of the same guy and in the same category. And I think now we saw their fits. We could understand and project their fits much better when we knew what offense the Browns were running. And the Browns were running an offense that isn't here anymore. That was the North Turner, Rob Chudzinski offense. So that's a thing of a past. Do they fit as well with someone else? And I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think they could contribute somehow, some way, some form on just their sheer explosiveness and talent. Somewhere along the line, backs like those can fit into a scheme. But they've got to be used properly. The running back who will lead this Browns running back group isn't on the team. Willis McGahee, unfortunately, comes in, and you talk about an F grade. That's what it was for him, and he was a guy beyond his prime, tried to squeeze as much as they could out of him, and it was a disaster for him, honestly. Chris Obanaya, I give him props for being just the solid contributor guy there. He's probably a C or C-minus. For what he was able to contribute. He did have a 4.9 yard average. He was somewhat of a stabilizing force in a room that was as unstable as could be. But honestly, this team had nothing at that position that you could peg any hope to. And I'm going to say the best two things are the incomplete grades on Baker and Lewis.
Yeah, so as I go through this backfield, and as you noted here, this is something that can be done, unfortunately, rather quickly. The backs have played for the Browns. Willis McGahee washed up at this point. Unfortunately, he's got a lot of tread on the tires, averaged just 2.7 yards per carry. That's not going to get the job done. So, yes, I would give him, I'm not going to give him an F. I think he did the best that he could. The run blocking of the line, which is something we'll get into, doesn't help these guys that aren't very elusive. Just ask Trent Richardson, who's struggled behind this line early this season as well, 3.4 yards per carry. So Willis McGahee, he would get a D for me. Fozzie Whitaker, who was here very limited time, he would get a D for me, not really a factor whatsoever. Bobby Rainey would get a D for me. And when you look at it, and I know people, well, Bobby Rainey. Okay, let's talk about Bobby Rainey for just 1 second, who did go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bobby Rainey had a very good game against the Atlanta Falcons, 163 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had a very good game against Buffalo, 127 yards and a touchdown. But other than that, and this is a guy who started 7 games for them, he was held under 40 yards in 4 of those 7 games. He had the 2 big games and then another game with 60 yards and didn't even average 4 yards per carry for the team. So it's not like he really went there and did set the world on fire. Edwin Baker, the touchdown maker, guy that I liked very much, thought he did a good job, and really, to me, looks like someone who I would want to see back in a reserve running back role. He broke away 2 big runs for the Cleveland Browns of more than 15 yards, which is good on only 43 attempts. When you consider Willis McGahee, he had 1 on 138 attempts, and that Bobby Rainey, Fozzie Whitaker, and Trent Richardson combined to have 0 together on 72 attempts. It's pretty impressive. 2 big runs for Edwin Baker. He was solid out of the backfield as a pass catcher when given the opportunity to do so. I thought he looked good in the passing game. He was targeted only 9 times, but still had 57 catches, 1.37 yards per route run. He was actually a decent pass blocker as well. This is something that I think becomes more and more important as you evaluate a running back in the modern NFL game. Second on the team with a 92% pass blocking efficiency rating. By the way, Trent Richardson was down at 84, one of the worst among running backs, just throwing that out there. So I'm going to give Edwin Baker, I thought he played enough 3 games to give me a good B-plus from Edwin Baker. I want to see him back on this team. The other guy that I want to see back, and I will give a solid grade to, is Chris Obanaya. I think he can be part of a winning football team. He's not going to overwhelm you. Did ultimately average 5 yards per carry. He was the number one pass blocker on this team. Was a very good pass blocker, did a great job, 92.2% pass blocking efficiency rate, which is one of the better ones among running backs this season. He was had the best hands out of the backfield, led the team's backs in receiving yardage. Now, is that ultimately something, a state of affairs you want to be true? No, but with Deion Lewis back, I don't think it will be, but I was very impressed. 5 yards a carry, 7 yards a catch, 48 catches on the season. Obi did a very good job, somebody that I would also welcome back from this backfield group, kind of in that hybrid fullback reserve type of a role. I think that Edwin Baker can be a backup running back. You'll get Deion Lewis back, and I believe in somewhere between rounds 2 and 6, probably in 3 or 4 where they have the 2 picks, you will see the Browns take a rookie running back. There are a lot of good ones in this class coming out this season, and we've seen the success that backs can be had drafted in those middle rounds just in the last 3 years alone. That's where Giovanni Bernard, rounds 2 to 6. That's where Eddie Lacy went. That's where, of course, Alfred Morris went. That's where Zach Stacy went. So you can have success there, and I expect them to get a guy that can run it up between the tackles, has a little bit of wiggle to be kind of the primary ball carrying back, to be complemented by Deion Lewis, with Edwin Baker kind of backing both of those guys up.
Yeah, I like those assessments. The only thing we differ on is you feel you saw enough of Baker to grade him, and I see promise there, much the way I did with Hoyer. It's an incomplete.
My dad's a teacher, and you know he was tough, so I'm going to be like the a little bit nicer Zagura.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, you surprised me a little bit. I thought you were coming down with the hammer.
But I've thrown a couple D's out there. Some D's.
As usual, you make me the bad guy.
Well, but wait till we get to receivers. I've got 2 F-minuses already.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. Am I going to say I feel better about that? No. All right. We've got much more coming up. We're going to get into – we need to give kind of some concluding thoughts, I think, on the conference championship games, because they were so good.
And
this show was full and packed, and we got a lot of ground covered, but I don't want us leaving without some more detailed thoughts about those games, and we'll get into those. So that is what's coming up on CBD.
I know people are tweeting. Let us know what you think of our grades. Yeah. If you even want to call up right now and let us know if you agree, disagree, etc. 216-578-0850. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. And you are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.